With KEDM News, I'm Bob Lennox. U.S. Representative Bill Cassidy, a candidate for Senate, spent Veterans Day in Northeast Louisiana meeting residents during his final push. He faces U.S. Senator Mary Landrieu in the December 6 runoff. His first stop was at the Veterans Day fish fry at Proven Grounds in West Monroe. He later toured Graphics Packaging and visited with veterans at the Vietnam Traveling Memorial Wall at Chenault Aviation and Military Museum. Cassidy is gathering support from the Republican base, receiving an endorsement from retired Air Force Colonel Rob Manis, who had 14% of the vote in the November 4th election. Cassidy took part in a unity rally Monday where Manis, Senator David Vitter, Governor Bobby Jindal, U.S. Representative Rand Paul of Kentucky, and others voiced their support for Cassidy's election. The state's capital city remains near the top of the list for AIDS cases. KEDM's Ashley Lyons hears from an advocate about what needs to be done in light of the latest ranking.
According to new data released by the Centers for Disease Control, Baton Rouge has moved from number 1 to number 2 in new rankings of AIDS cases. The capital city dropped behind Atlanta after having the highest rate in the country, according to the CDC. Reverend A.J. Johnson, CEO and founder of Baton Rouge's AIDS Society, says this is not a significant drop.
I don't get excited when we drop from number 1 to number 2, because that's like if you look at a race where somebody comes in first place and somebody comes in second place. I would love if we went from first place to last place.
The data, which is based on 2012 numbers, indicates there were 27.5 AIDS cases per 100,000 people, which is down from 29.4 the prior year. Johnson says there is a huge lack of education on the matter in Baton Rouge and not enough people getting tested.
And we have so many people that still have never been tested for HIV. Not only are people refusing to get tested, they are refusing to talk about it.
The CDC says New Orleans was ranked 4th in the nation. Johnson says local HIV/AIDS organizations are working hard to continue to educate people about the disease and encouraging them to get tested. I'm Ashley Lyons, KEDM News.